So, as they went along down the road, said, "Oh, Cleopas," said his friend, I tell you, I'm discouraged this morning. But how could that man ever die? Cleopas, he died. I seen him die. I seen the sun go down. All the stars refused to shine. I know he died. I seen that soldier ram the spear through his heart. And he died. And I know he's dead. And how could he do it? We trusted in him that he would be the great Messiah that should take the mold all of our spears and the pruning hooks and go out and the Romans would be finished and the world would be tramped down and he'd rule it with a rod of iron and he'd sit on David's throne and there he is laying up there in the grave. How can it be? They just couldn't understand it. While they were thinking all these things, a stranger walked out. That's deep for you. That's when you want to get, when you go to thinking about him, that's when he appears. They were talking about him when he appeared. And that's the reason maybe he doesn't appear to so many of us. We talk too much about other things instead of about Jesus. Maybe we're talking about trading cars. Something else, or the washing, what kind of soap powder you use, listening to the radio and some kind of nonsense. That's the reason he doesn't appear. If we just keep our minds on him, let the meditation of my heart. He told Joshua, he said, meditate on these things day and night. Amen. David said, I'll bind them on my bedpost. Sure. Let them stay in. Inside of you and think of them. Meditate upon them. And that's when he appears. Do you ever notice how the angel of the Lord comes? Of an evening at 3 o'clock when I go in, I close everything out. Don't let no one come in. And just sit there and read the Word and yield myself until I know he's there. I can feel it when he's coming. He comes in and I know he's there. Oh my, that's the way you do. That's the way the disciples did. They were with one place and one accord in an upper room. And they were all up there praising him. And all of a sudden he came in. That's the way he does it. So these people were going along the road meditating on him, talking about him, and he stepped out. How do you do? He said, why are you so sorrowful this morning? My, you look terrible. Look what a frown on your face. You being Jews, why do you look like that? Why aren't you smiling? Why, they said, are you just a stranger around here? I guess not. He made it. He created the heavens and earth. How would he be a stranger? Said, are you just a stranger? You know, there's many times that people don't realize that Christ is near them like that. So he said, Jesus of Nazareth, who we hope to be the deliverer of Israel and so forth, and they crucified him up there. Oh, you ought to have been there. He died a horrible death. You ought to have heard him. Oh, it was so pitiful to see who we thought to be the Messiah dying there. And they pierced his heart, put him in the grave and buried him. And then we had some women down at the grave, the gardener, some of them had tucked him away. And there they are. See, we just don't know what to do anymore. Oh, we're so confused. That's a good thing. Jesus said, are you so slow at heart? And watch. When Jesus appears, he goes straight to the Scripture. He said, don't you know that the Scriptures must be fulfilled? Yeah.